This recording, Brazil 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born and raised in São Paulo, Brazil. São Paulo is actually a big city, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, in Latin America. Here in Brazil, we all speak mainly Portuguese, which is my mother tongue. Here in São Paulo, we have lots of good things. Restaurants, bars, nightclubs. In any area, you will find several options to your taste because of the huge cultural diversity of the city. So if you ever visit São Paulo, I would recommend you to go off the beaten path and explore unusual places in the city. There's a few special places I like and would really recommend it for whoever wants to go to São Paulo. For restaurants, I must say, and I'm a fan of exotic food, there are two big shots. Go to Maniche in the Itaim neighborhood if you're into Lebanese and Middle Eastern cuisine, or Govinda if you like Indian food in the Brooklyn neighborhood. For nightclubs, I really like one named Lions Nightclub, which is in downtown and a bit more commercial, or Noi Club for those looking for some underground fun. So speaking a little about me and my contact with the English language, I used to take English classes when I was younger, and as far as I can remember, maybe from age 5 or 6 till age 14. So I had contact with the language in formal education for as long as 8 or 9 years. Later on, I never took English lessons of any kind, but I kept practicing it either by watching movies or speaking with natives whenever I traveled.